When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. I'm worried. I'm a little worried. It is Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
It's an unlucky day.
It is.
Traditionally unlucky.
Yeah.
Various reasons it's unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy Judas, last guy invited to the Last Supper, 13th guest.
Was my guy, yeah.
You're a big Judas guy.
I'm a big Judas guy, yeah.
I believe Christ was crucified on a Friday.
Well, that's a pretty bad day. It's a pretty bad day.
The Knights Templar, do you remember that story? They were a very powerful organization during the Crusades. They wiped them out. Mm-hmm. On a Friday the 13th.
Pretty bleak.
The Greek god Loki.
Whoa.
Not Greek, Norse god Loki.
All right.
Very unlucky.
Good morning, Mully. Turn that frown upside down.
Associated with the number 13.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out why this is unlucky.
Our lucky day, somehow. We will find over the next 4.5 hours reasons for optimism.
If you looked at our
reasons
producer,
for hope, I have.
Look right there.
He's wearing a mask.
The guy's got a hockey mask on.
Oh, Twitch stream.
That's not the most lucky.
No, it's not. It's on backwards. And now, what are you, Brandon, did you hurt your nose? Did you got the Bezelis mask going on? What's going on?
I just wanted to celebrate the last Friday, the 13th of the year.
Do you celebrate such a thing or do you commemorate such a thing?
I mean, my birthday's around Halloween, so it's I kind of do dress up a little bit.
You lean into it?
I lean into
it. Yeah. Okay.
Good for you.
I know.
I mean, it's terrible.
It's impossible to avoid it. You wake up, and I don't know what everyone's routine is, but yeah, you look at the calendar, you have a mental note of it, and he's got his mask on.
Yeah, I'll just wear this the whole time.
I can't. That's got to be. You got to put that on when we're simulcasting.
That's, I got you. No
13
problem.
13 seconds.
How will you do your job with the mask on?
I can see.
You can't breathe. I feel like I want to go put the biscuit in the basket. You look like an NHL goaltender.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Go glove side.
What a Friday morning this is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We got a lot going on. There's a lot of stories to discuss. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're inching ever closer to the weekend, and always fun.
Divided my time last night between the Blackhawks and the Rams 49ers. Mm-hmm. Not rewarded for the Hawks' investment because they lose to the Islanders 5-4. Connor Bedard, great goal. Great goal. Had a couple of assists as well. So he had 3 points in a losing effort, but Hawks fall short. And then the Thursday night football game in the rain.
It fell short, too.
It did, too. It did not deliver what they thought. That was the same 49er team, by the way, that embarrassed the Bears.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even score a touchdown against the Rams. That was maybe a product of the weather, maybe a product of the short week, but you couldn't help sitting there from a Chicago perspective and wondering, the Bears were outclassed and dominated by this bunch of...
I was thinking about it the other way. The Bears beat the Rams. That is by far their best victory of the year.
Oh, that seems so long ago.
Yes. The different Rams seem like a different team, yeah.
So do the Bears.
Well...
That was at Soldier Field without their best receivers.
Yes.
And the Rams, you know, when they put those two guys, as was illustrated several times by Kirk Herbstreit, who I think does a terrific job, by the way, when they are on the same side of the field, Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, how do you defend that?
Huh.
And Matthew Stafford's playing at a high level. They didn't score a touchdown either, but they survive. And advance, and they might be coming into the playoffs hot.
Yeah, it looks like they're going into the playoffs, and that's the big deal there because it didn't look in the beginning of the year like they would be going into.
Well, they lost to the Bears.
Well, I know, but at the time the Bears looked capable of beating.
At the time the Bears looked like the playoff team on that field on that day.
Yes,
seems like a very long time ago. Now we're talking about. The next coach, how safe the general manager is, what's going on with the team president and his influence and impact, and asking the quarterback to defend the general manager. That was a long time ago, almost it seems like a season ago, that the Bears were beating the Rams.
They've had a couple of coaches fired.
They have.
It's a different team, no question about it, and it will be a different team eventually. But there's four games left and one on Monday night, buddy.
Thanks for the warnings. No, not today.
So that's a relief.
Yeah.
We can hold off
on that. I don't know if there's that much suspense this week.
No.
I don't think that you're coming in conflicted at any point.
No.
I'd be surprised if you come in here Monday morning.
Lean.
No. There's really very little evidence to have confidence that the Bears are going to win another game.
We don't get fooled again.
We don't get fooled again.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there a song?
There is a song like that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's a song in your heart.
There is always a song.
Even on Friday the 13th.
Well,
there's a song in your heart.
The song is like, da 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 da. You know, the song is a terrifying one that I'm sure Brandon in his hockey mask will be playing throughout the show.
Brandon's a bit scary today.
Brandon.
I know.
Bringing the hockey mask is.
I put the music in part in the open, too.
Yeah, I heard it.
I know. We noticed the subtleties.
He's totally buying in. Why the giant rubber knife? What do you mean it's not rubber?
How did you get that past security? Wow, you guys do get in here early.
Oh, the end of Dustin.
Oh, boy.
That'll happen first. What if, like, we're in the middle of some discussion and all of a sudden, wee, wee, and there's, like, blood splatter on the... on the window. He's going to do that next. Look at the man.
Really taking these Cub rumors hard.
Yeah.
He really wants to keep Bellinger. Oh, what are the Cubs going to do? Think they're going to make a move this weekend?
It sounds like it. It sounds like the Cubs are getting all hotted up.
Well, if they get Kyle Tucker, I'm going to reserve judgment on what I think about that trade.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that one.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
And we're going to have to talk about a lot of possibilities for the Cubs because it feels like this thing with the Yankees and Bellinger
could be escalating quickly.
Is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like it's
looking forward to our conversation with Chris Getz at 9:25.
Very much so.
He made a deal that is getting a lot of attention, a lot of respect around the league. We heard from Kyle Teal during the pregame show. He was on the midday show on Thursday, young catcher. The centerpiece of the trade came across like a pro, really bright young player. And you're hearing a lot of good things about the haul the Sox got from Boston for the Garrett Crochet deal. Garrett Crochet, on his way out of town, did talk about his Sox tenure with Scott Merkin. Interesting story on MLB.com. So a lot of change afoot in Chicago baseball.
I don't think enough change afoot, frankly. I think we need more change.
I don't know what the next move is for the Sox, though. I mean, we can talk to Getzy about that, right? Chris Getz. I won't go Getzy. Yeah, I'm not going hockey nickname on him.
Oh, my God. Please don't call him Getzy. We just can't have that.
I'm sorry.
We cannot have that.
Well, you know, can see why I would lapse into that, because you had a Luke Getsy for a while with the Bears.
Yeah, and what happened to him?
I know, not good.
So don't lapse into that.
But it was just a natural little lazy thing. I apologize. No more hockey nicknames for the Sox general manager. He's had a good week. He needs to have more good weeks, because they're still a long way.
I would defy you to put together a lineup right now. And it's not the time to. Oh, you're going to do it?
No, I could off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Benintendi, Robert, Talkman, Vargas, Montgomery.
Yeah, I don't know about
Mydroth,
that.
Mydroth, Vaughny.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Corey Lee.
Not
and
sure
your pitcher,
about that.
Starting pitcher opening day is Drew Thorpe. No. There's my lineup.
See, that's not.
That's what it's going to be.
That's not going to be good enough.
I didn't say it was going to be. You didn't put those parameters on
it. But I think they need players.
Dustin didn't say, give me a lineup. I said, and I gave him a lineup.
Look at you. Look at you getting that guy on your side. He's not even going to be around for the whole show. Have you seen Brandon?
I know. I'm a little bit worried. I'm checking how to call security. I'm scared.
What would you do if, like, I don't know, two or three segments in, like, two dudes came in, you know, various sizes, one really big guy, one smaller guy.
To escort Brandon off.
And they, like, tried to tackle him and started wrestling to the ground.
We would just keep talking. What goes on in that side of the glass goes on in that side of the glass.
We wouldn't care.
We just try to keep moving, keep the show growing. We have to keep moving on.
We have no visitors today, right? So you're not going to terrify anyone.
How do you know we have no visitors?
I'm asking.
I don't think so. There's none scheduled. Bigsy's not coming in, is he?
No.
How about Grody?
Never know.
I don't think we have any visitors scheduled unless you are surprising me with somebody.
Every once in a while, people come in.
Yeah, we do.
Every once in a while.
We'll have someone stop by.
If you hear distant screams, they'll have seen Brandon in the studio.
Can you imagine if Wani were coming in this morning, his reaction to Brandon in a mask? What are you doing, Brandon? What's that all about? Let me tell you, I once had a guy come in a locker room with a mask.
Dave would walk in, he would look at it, and then he would demand some wager that Dustin lost to him.
And it would probably remind him of somebody that, you know, he went to Pitt with.
And
have a story for everything. He's got a story for everything. Yeah, how about him getting Troy Aikman for the afternoon show yesterday?
Yeah, that's great.
Good get.
We used to have Troy on all the time.
Yeah, he was a weekly contributor.
Yeah, he was. Great football guy.
Best analyst in the booth.
Yeah,
I believe.
He's very good.
I think if I were doing my power rankings of analysts in the booth this year.
Should we do that? Should we get to your power rankings of analysts at some point?
I don't know. I'm on a roll. I did the White Sox lineup. I got Aikman.
That's not going to be the White Sox.
I got lineup. Greg Olson.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And, number three, I'd have to really think about that for a little bit. Yeah, I like Kerb Street.
I think you're too – I don't think you can do a White Sox lineup because you're just too tainted in your connection to Colson Montgomery. So you could never one and leave him off.
I wish you didn't look at that with taint. I wish you looked at that with love. Not taint. It's not taint. I want the kid to succeed. He also happens to be from small town Indiana.
Yeah.
So both things can be true. If he were from, let's say, Missouri or Newport Beach, California.
Yeah.
I would still want him to succeed. He's a good young shortstop.
He's going to be an excellent third baseman. I would agree with you. You're not listening to Ozzie.
What's the quickest path to the majors for a young Colson Montgomery?
Third base.
Okay. We should bet on that. We should have some sort of wager involved.
I'm very curious to, you know, he did not have a good minor league system last year.
I told you. I'm
well
surprised at how
Arizona Fall League.
That good 3 weeks in Arizona seems to absolve him from what happened last year in AAA.
It's just
when he was struggling to the extent they did not bring him up. That was almost like, how could we reward this? You don't want to form bad habits because he wasn't really in a groove and he didn't really have a good year. But he is apparently being given, that's the question for Chris Getz. I need to write that down. Will Colson Montgomery be given the chance to win?
Said he would.
Well, I want to hear him say it to us.
Okay. But he did say it. He said
he did say it to us.
He said that he could be the starting shortstop this year, and he said that Edgar Cuero could make the roster as a catcher. I wonder if that's now Kyle Teal.
I do, too.
And how does Edgar feel?
I heard Bruce on with Zach last night at 6 o'clock, and they referred to that scenario, I believe. And I think that the way it was termed, and I want to know if you heard differently, is Kyle Teal expected to start the season in AAA and then be brought up during the year?
He's actually a year older than Edgar Cuero.
Okay.
Or he's older than him. I don't know if they're the same year and a different time.
Would you be shocked if he's on the opening day roster?
I mean, this is my question about the time frame for all these guys.
Yeah.
Has it sped up because they don't have players? And if that's the case, that's not necessarily good.
I don't think it's necessarily good.
Right.
No,
and I don't know that that is the case. But when you hear, oh, well, this guy's coming up and he's going to have a chance and he's going to have a chance, you think, is that due to need or is that due to we don't have any players?
Well, if that's the case, they have a lot more placeholders to sign.
That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say about the lineup that you so willfully rattled
I'm
off.
I'm just trying to deliver.
Yeah, but we're not looking for deliver. We want a lineup that can deliver.
It's going to be a couple years before you get that. I think until that point, there's going to have to be a lot of decisions that are based on risking development and bad habits because guys might be a little bit overmatched as they learn how to be a major leaguer versus the value of getting that experience so they progress quicker. That's going to be an equation that's going to be different for each prospect. And I wonder what it will be for, say, Kosta Montgomery versus Brian Ramos. You know, that's a guy who's still in the system.
Yes.
They still feel very good about. He's not aged out yet. What is he, 23?
He's young, yeah.
Probably on opening day. So that's going to be the equation. And I wonder how much did they consider, I don't think that Chris Getz would tell us this, how close were they to non-tendering Andrew Vaughn?
Not close enough.
Wow.
Is that a bad thing to say?
Look, yeah. I think we got a laugh out of Masked Man. I can't look at him laughing with a mask on. It just seems like a creepy movie.
I'm not the big Vaughn-y guy.
I know you're not the big Vaughn-y guy.
And
but he's back after having a resurgent second half. Is that overstating it?
I don't know why anyone would be.
Hmm.
He wasn't good enough.
Going Vaughn.
Oh, man.
Does he have every dumb thing I've said?
I think both of us pretty much down. moment you've had.
was that a strange moment?
Well, going Vaughn, yeah, I think that's not one that's going to have a lot of, it's not going to age well.
It's what they say when he hits a home run.
Yeah. Like I said, that's not going to age well.
Tell that to Steve Stone. Did he ever say going Vaughn?
No.
Maybe.
I hope not.
Maybe.
I don't think it's been said that often. If it's what they say when he homers.
Well, I'm looking forward to our
not that late.
No.
Yeah.
Because.
No. Because no.
I wonder how Stoney's doing. I wonder what he thinks about all this.
Yeah, I'd be very curious to talk to Stoney.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. I wonder if he's on Inside the Clubhouse 9 to 11 tomorrow with Bruce and Ryan McGuffey. That'd be a good. I'm not programming Bruce's show for him any longer, but.
any longer.
Yeah. I miss my Saturday mornings a little bit sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
They get good guests. They get really good guests.
Oh, yeah. Bruce does an incredible job.
So, White Sox and Cubs news. Then, yesterday at Halas Hall, Thomas Brown and Caleb Williams took to the podium. And I thought Caleb Williams was put in a very understandable spot as kind of the face of the franchise. And also, a 23-year-old asked to basically defend his general manager.
Yeah.
Was something that I thought he did pretty well.
Right.
I think we'll talk about what it means and if it means anything. But his answer seemed like he was not expecting maybe the question, but he was certainly very polished in his response. Thought that he had a good response. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, I think he always has good responses. And I think that what's interesting to me about that is when you say someone had an interesting response, that means you think he supported him when he didn't really. Yet you're almost questioning his sincerity in his response.
Not necessarily at all.
Because he was more interested in saying the good thing than he was in saying the way he really feels.
I think that might be the way he really feels.
Yeah.
And that was something maybe I didn't expect, because I don't know throughout the course of a year how much a rookie quarterback with everything going on around him would have enough interaction with the general manager to have that kind of allegiance already.
Let's listen.
Caleb, you guys have had a lot go wrong, though, this year. I mean, the coaching changes, the roster, the record. What do you base that confidence on? You're very confident in Ryan Poles going forward. You're entrusting part of your career to him.
Yeah.
What's the confidence rooted?
One, being able to be around him, being able to see the type of guy he is, how much he cares. Y'all only get to see a glimpse of it from y'all's perspective. And then obviously, you know, in the media, and we did Hard Knocks recently and kind of got a glimpse of it. But, you know, the amount that he cares about us, Chicago Bears, and wanting to win, is why my faith is in him, and believing in him, and, you know, making sure that we get it right. That's a short answer to it.
I thought that was a good answer. We'll talk about it more of the pick six. He was asked a couple difficult questions yesterday. I felt like, or not difficult. They were definitely revealing when he's talking about enduring and coping with the losing, and yes. how he has to talk to his teammates about how to get through it because they can relate to it, I thought was number one, very transparent on his part. But secondly, it underscored, I hate to say it this way, but how many losing players the Bears have in that locker room.
See, that is what it underscores. It's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, these got plenty of guys to, hey, I've never been through this. Let me ask these losers what they think of it. I mean.
Well, I didn't quite put it that way, but now that you did. They've got guys who have not been on winning seasons for 5 years or more.
Yes.
DeMarcus Walker, DJ Moore.
DJ, yeah.
You know, they got guys who have been on a lot of losing teams. You look around that locker room, and it's not really hard to understand why they don't know how to win. They don't really know have players who have ever won. And that's a problem when you are dealing with a 7-game losing streak, staring at 11. Like, how do you get out of a rut? I don't know if anybody in that locker room knows how, because they've never done it.
I think there are two different things that we're talking about. The quarterback backing up the general manager, and then the quarterback talking about that very fact, that there are a lot of – that he's never had this kind of losing in his career, and he's talking to people about, you know, what you do and how you get out of it. And, you know, they do have guys that have not done all that much winning, and too many of them. So I do want to keep those separate, though, because I think if they were going to fire Ryan Poles, then they should have fired Ryan Poles. I think he's leading the coaching search. He's already doing work to that end. Why would you then turn around and you know, as we said many times, there is really nothing a general manager can do at this point to improve the team over the last four games.
No, there's not. There's not.
So we can't really hold them up over that if they're not going to discipline them over it to this point. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's almost a fait accompli what is happening here. You would like the coaches to help turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of GM moves to be made.
No, there's not. But the GM made the moves that put them in this situation.
Yeah.
And you wonder in the final analysis what that will mean. It doesn't appear that it was going to cost him his job.
Right.
We can certainly debate whether it should.
Yeah.
And evaluate, you know, the pros and the cons.
And I know you kind of think it should. And I kind of don't think it should.
Well, I am open-minded. I'm not conclusive. I do think that I've said that because I do wonder about how you distinguish between the general manager who put the roster together to have what could be two double-digit losing streaks in three seasons, and you fired the coach.
I think the biggest problem that the general manager has is that he was involved in the hiring process for Shane Waldron. Maybe Matt Eberflus, but that was one that he was kind of led to by various people.
We'll talk about it more later, but I think I wanted to just keep an open mind. I did not want to conclude when they fired Matt Eberflus that Ryan Poles absolutely is staying, because I'm not convinced that he has absolutely earned that right.
But the president kind of made it sound that way. But you're right. He's turned on different things.
He has changed his mind, and he could do it again. I just think, and they want to preserve continuity. I understand that as well. What are you continuing, I think, is a broader question.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.